弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning brothers and sisters and friends。
昨天晚上小朋友在他们团契时间聚会的时候
last night during the fellowship time,
所以呢,
those children,
Mabel 姐妹带着他们做手工艺。
So under the leading of Sister Mabel, they were doing crafts.
就是这一份。
So it's this.
对，所以小孩子做了手工艺，大人就需要带。
So after they have finished, they have the products, then of course adults need to wear them.
有一些父母有带着。
So I have noticed that some of the parents in our midst have this on their clothes.
两天前我儿子问我一个问题。
Two days ago, my son asked me a question.
他说圣诞节到底多久？
He asked me how long actually does Christmas time
last? 他不是说圣诞节还要多久来。
He's not, he was not asking how soon will Christmas Day come in.
他说圣诞节有多久有多长我们可以庆祝圣诞。
He's asking about the duration of Christmas season or Christmas time.
那 他姐姐就好像很有经验的跟他说圣诞节就一天。
So he's a much more experienced older sister answered him. It seems that Christmas lasts only for one day.
那当然我就要跟他解释，要给他教育啊。
So of course, as a parent, I need to explain to him.
圣诞节就是一天。
Christmas lasts only one day.
12月25号。
So it falls on the 25th of December.
可是一般人在庆祝圣诞的时候呢，是有一整个一个季节性的。
But people usually spend a whole season to celebrate Christmas.
因为很多人在这个感恩节一结束的那个周末就开始装饰圣诞。
So many people after Thanksgiving Day is over, they start decorating their houses.
你看礼拜六的时候做了一个圣诞装饰，今天带起来了。
And then on Saturdays maybe they will do some decorations and then also put them on their clothes.
很多人的家里面张灯结彩，圣诞树也摆上了。
So in many houses we will see Christmas trees and other types of decorations.
今天早上我们唱了一个圣诞的圣诗。
And today, this morning, we sang a song about Christmas.
那今天你走到大堂里面，你看到旁边已经做了圣诞的布置。
And today, when you entered a sanctuary, you might have noticed that we have Christmas trees on two sides.
圣诞又有人称它为耶诞。
So Christmas, some people call it
birth of Christ.
Birth of Christ.
因为呢，它是庆祝耶稣的诞生。
Because this day is meant to celebrate Jesus Christ.
可是今天认识耶稣、不认识耶稣的人都在过圣诞节或耶诞节。
But today, you may notice that regardless of whether one knows Jesus Christ or not.They all celebrate Christmas.
然后到了这个年底的这个时期啊。
And at the end of the year.
很多人呢就会说我们要有这种圣诞的气氛。
And then many people would say we need to have an atmosphere which highlights this important day. Or so-called Christmas spirit.
很多人就会说现在这个佳节假期到了，我们心里面要保持愉悦。
And people would say, "Oh, this is a joyous occasions or joyous seasons of the year. So we should maintain a happy spirit." Yeah.
那人呢，都在这样的一个季节里面呢，都好像在营造一种气氛。
So it seems that everyone during this season, they deliberately create a kind of joyous atmosphere or happy spirit.
我们都在想要改变我们的心情。
We want to change our mood.
或者呢，我们要变换我们的环境。
Or we want to make some change to our environment.
所以呢，在这个所谓圣诞的这个季节当中。
So during this so-called Christmas season.
我们就是要放假。
We should have vacations. We should have holidays.For celebration.
我们要跟家人跟朋友在一起聚集。
We should, families, members should, and friends should get together.
家里面要布置，要点缀，要放灯，要这个有圣诞树。
And there should be a lot of decorations and other things to celebrate Christmas and Christmas season.
我们要去大卖场、商场里面。要去感觉一个 节日的气氛。
And we should physically be a mall or a big shopping center just to feel this atmosphere.
然后找这个机会也用作一个借口来买我们想要的东西给自己然后给我们喜欢的人。
And we might also very well use this season or this day as an excuse to buy a lot of things for us, ourselves. And many people might go traveling.
可能呢，如果天气嫌冷的话，就到南半球去避寒。
Or if they feel they don't like to be in the cold weather, they may go to southern hemisphere to despair.Coldness.
你如果喜欢寒冷的话，你就去专门找那个冷的地方去玩雪。
Or if you like a cold, then you might go somewhere to do skiing or playing with snow and so on.
因为人都向往这种所谓的气氛和这种心情的愉悦。
Because it's human nature that people would yearn for.This kind of a kind of happy spirit.
因为生活不容易。因为生活不容易。
Because a life is full of hardship.
因为生命当中事实上很辛苦。
Because we often encounter the difficulties or different forms of suffering in our life.
所以我们要调剂我们的心情啊。
Therefore, we need to kind of give us some recreation to enlighten, to lighten up our spirits.
但是我们今天要来看圣诞到底带来给我们是什么样的一个盼望。
But today we want to seriously examine, what kind of hope.That Christmas can give us.
因为圣诞真正的意义和真正值得庆祝的是耶稣的诞生。
Because the birth of Jesus Christ is at the core of Christmas day. It's only his celebration, his birth that deserves our celebration.
耶稣的诞生就是神降世成为人。
So the birth of Jesus Christ means a God descending to the earth to become a human being.
而神降世成为人才是真正能够带给我们心里面的满足。
The only fact that God descended into the earth to be one ofour own, this is the true meaning of Christmas Day.
耶稣的降生才是这个世界上面能够带来我们最美好的一个未来。
The birth of Jesus Christ and the birth of Jesus Christ alone can bring us true joy.
今天，当我们在过圣诞的时候
，Today, when we are celebrating Christmas,
真的是很多复杂的心情。
Really, we have lots of mixed feelings.
不但是这个整个圣诞已经今天被商业包装的包装起来。
Christmas, this important day actually has become very much materialized.
但是又在这样子应该是一个气氛好，心里面很温暖愉悦的这个季节的时候，事实上很多人反而在这个时候心里面是非常的沉闷郁闷的。
And during this season, which is supposed to give us a happy a spirit, actually many people are encountering difficulties.
所以今天我们看的这一段经文啊。
So today, in the passage that we are going to study,
就是讲到主耶稣基督诞生的故事。
We will see a story about the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们盼望能够让我们看见神给我们启示的这个真理所带来给我们的这个祝福和能力。
So my hope is that we can see from this Bible passage how God reveals to us the true power and a power and life that Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, has brought to us.
让我们可以看见圣诞的意义应该是非常单纯的，非常单一的。
And I hope that we will see that the meaning of Christmas is really just very simple.
然后这是带着永恒的价值，带着永生的盼望，带着这个永世的盼望的大消息，大好消息。
But at the same time, it is also a good news which brings an eternal hope.
这是唯一能够真正的改变我们的生命，真正能够复苏我们灵魂，是从神那边来的大的能力。
It is only the great power from God that can change our lives, that can transform our lives, and that can rejuvenate, revive our lives.
那我们有圣经的，我们一起翻到马太福音第一章第十八节。
So if you have a Bible with you, would you please turn to Matthew, the book of Matthew?
马太福音第一章第十八节，我们会一直读到第二章的第六节。
We will read from chapter 1, verse 18 through chapter 2, verse 6.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
我接着念。 OK, Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, and this is ESV version. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
她的丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，却想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者在，就是天使向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，你不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, quote, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. The end of quote. So,
这一切的事成就，就是要应验主借着先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from the sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Quote, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. The end of quote, which means God with us.
约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
When Joseph walked from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？”我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, a wise man from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him.
希律王听见了就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled.And all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least.Among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们今天来到你的面前，我们献上我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, today we come into your presence. We offer you our worship.
在这个十二月份的季节当中
，In this month of December.
主，我们在你的教会里面，我们要来尊崇主耶稣基督。
In your church, we would like to exalt our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
主，你让我们能够思念主耶稣基督的降生。
Allow us to reflect on the birth of Jesus Christ.
你让我们借着你自己话语的传扬，让我们能够亲近我们的主。
And through your words, may youenable us to draw near and close to our Lord.
求主你的圣灵引领我们。
May your spirit guide us.
使你的话语能够浇灌我们的心灵。
So that your words can nourish our hearts.
吸引我们来敬拜你。
And draw us near to you and to worship you.
让我们在你里面得到安慰
，so that we may find consolation in you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在今天的这一段经文当中
，in the passage that we just read,
耶稣基督在这一段经文当中，从圣经上面让我们看到他有四个名称。
So in the passage we have just read, Jesus Christ actually has four names.
在第一章第二十一节
，in chapter one,
称他为耶稣。
In chapter 1:21, we saw Jesus.
在第一章第二十三节，称他为以马内利。
In chapter 1:23, Emmanuel.
在第二章的第二节，称他为王。
In chapter 2:1, king.
在第二章第四节，称他为基督。
And chapter 2:4.
所以这位
Christ,
这位拯救我们的主，这位神降世成为人的，他是耶稣以马内利王基督。
So this savior of us and this one God who descended to the earth in human form is called Jesus King Emmanuel and Christ.
在这一段经文当中，里面很清楚的告诉我们，耶稣的降生是受圣灵的感动。
So this passage also clearly shows us that the birth of Jesus Christ is due to the working of the Holy Spirit.
神所赐给人类最伟大的祝福，最伟大的礼物。
The greatest and the most precious gift that God has given humans
就是主耶稣基督。
Is Jesus Christ.
可是这是神最大的祝福和最美的礼物，不是因为耶稣基督是人。
But the very fact that this is the most precious and most beautiful and the greatest blessing that God has given to human beings is not because Jesus Christ is a human.
是因为他是神降世成为人。
Rather, it is because Jesus Christ is a God in human flesh.
我们今天能够跟神之间恢复一个父亲与孩子的身份，是因为主耶稣基督赐给我们的救恩。
The very fact that today we can be reconciled to God the Father, and we can have the blessings of being His children is because of the birth of Jesus Christ on earth.
可是他能够拯救我们的罪，然后赐给我们这永远的生命，因为他是神。
But it is only because of His divine power that He is a God, that He can save us from sins and He can give us eternal lives.
他是以无罪之身可以替代我们这有罪之身，为我们的罪死。
He is innocent. He is free of all kinds of sins, and yet He becomes a substitute for our sins and died for us as punishment.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督降世成为人，是受圣灵的感，是 受圣灵的而从圣灵所怀的，这个玛利亚是从圣灵所怀的孕。
Brothers and sisters, Mary conceived from the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚是一个童贞的妇女。
Mary was a virgin.
她没有亲近过一个男人。
So he had, she had had no contact physically with a man.
她当时都还没有亲近过她的丈夫。
Even her betrothed.
但是她从圣灵那里怀了孕。
From the Holy Spirit, she conceived.
从主耶稣基督受孕然后出生的那个刹那他就是神他就是人
At the instant, in the instant, when, Jesus, when Mary conceived and Jesus Christ was in her womb and Jesus was a human.
He's both God,
He's both God and man.
他不是因为他之后行了许多神迹才让人认为他是神。
It is not because later Jesus performed a lot of miracles that he was recognized, acknowledged as a God.
因为是玛利亚这个人受了圣灵从神那边来的受孕使得这个生出来的耶稣既是又是百分之百的神又是百分之百的人。
Mary conceived from the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ is 100% a human being and also 100% the God.
这是完全的神性跟完全的人性的结合。
So this is a combination of divinity and humanity.
这是一个属灵的跟属肉体的完全的结合。
This is a union of the flesh and the spiritual.
这不只是一个神迹而已，这是一个必要发生的事情。
This is not just one of many miracles. This is something that must happen.
一个童女怀孕，不是只是说从这个宗教的角度来看，这是一个很神奇的事情。
So the fact that a virgin conceived from conceived, this is not just a miracle from a religious point of view.
哇，你看基督教多神奇啊！竟然他们的教主是一个从神那边跟人结合生出来的一个孩子。
People might say, "Oh, Christianity is how miraculous," because their founder was a God. A woman conceived from the Holy Spirit.
因为他这么神奇，所以我们来学，来接触这个基督教，来接触这位耶稣吧。
Because of such a miracle, so let's approach Christianity. Let's see what it is.
不是的。
No.
这件事情必然需要发生，因为如果不是圣灵感孕。使童贞女生出一个孩子，那神拯救人类的工作就不能完全。
So this thing must happen that a virgin conceived from Holy Spirit. Otherwise, God cannot fulfill his purpose, his work of saving human beings from sins.
你想过吗？
Have you ever thought about this?
神既然是神，他的生命是无限的。
Given that God is God, it naturally follows that his life is eternal, infinite.
神是不能死的。
God cannot and will not die.
所以神就算想要拯救人，他也没有办法替我们的罪而死。
So even though God has such a wish to save human beings from sins, from death, he wouldn't have any means to do that.
但是任何的人自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后就没有一个人是无罪的。
But each and every human being since the fall of Adam and Eve, no one is innocent before God.
所以再怎么样品德高尚或从人的角度是一个公义的人，他在他的生命当中总是有顶撞神，总是有罪恶的这个污点。
So, however, a noble character or how lofty a person is.Before this holy God, he is full of flaws and shortcomings.
所以没有一个人可以拯救人的罪。
So no one can save the life of the can save the life of another fellow man.
所以主耶稣这位道成肉身，又有神性又有人性的这位，是神赐给我们的最好的礼物。
So the birth of Jesus Christ, who is both God and a human being, this is the most precious and best gift that God has given to us.
这也就是为什么主耶稣基督才真的是那一位能够帮助我们的神。
This is precisely why Jesus Christ can help us.
为什么我们在低潮、无助、沮丧的时候可以仰望主耶稣？
When we are in a situation where we feel hopeless or helpless or powerless, we can look up to Jesus Christ for help.
因为他降世成为人。
Because he came down to the earth to be one of us.
主耶稣基督是我们在沮丧的时候赐给我们盼望的。
When we are in adverse situations, when we feel very low, Jesus Christ is the one who can help us and comfort us.
主耶稣基督是我们在孤单的时候陪伴我们的。
When we feel lonely, Jesus Christ is the one who can keep us company.
我们在软弱的时候，是主耶稣基督赐给我们力量的。
When we are weak, it is Jesus Christ who strengthens us.
当玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕之后，
After Mary conceived from the Holy Spirit,
神差遣他的天使告诉约瑟说，这个孩子你要称他为耶稣。
God sent an angel and told Joseph to name this child Jesus.
耶稣这个名字在希伯来文里面就是 Yeshua。
In Hebrew, Jesus is Joshua.
No, Yeshua.
Yeshua.
英文呢就是 Joshua.
In English, is Joshua.
We have a Joshua here. Oh, is he here today? No. We have a Joshua in our church. 我们教会里面有一个孩子就叫 Joshua.
So we have Joshua in our church.
Yeshua 这个名字的意思是神必拯救。
So the meaning of this word,
Yeshua
means God will save.
多年前我们教会支持一位犹太的拉比，他是一个基督教的宣教士。
Years ago, our church supported Jewish rabbi.
Who's a Christian missionary.
Who is a Christian missionary.
他几年前已经回到天家了。
So he passed away entering into the presence of God a few years ago.
当你听到一个老这个年纪大的犹太的拉比，
When you heard that a Jewish rabbi,
然后呢，他
very old,
他到了一群基督徒的这个当中，
and he came to to a group of Christians.
然后他最喜欢讲的最兴奋的一句话。
And the most, the word, the sentence that makes him most excited was,
就是他说 ，Yeshua HaMashiach.
Whatever.
你们大家都应该学 Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
他是说什么？耶稣是弥赛亚。
What he was saying is, Jesus is Messiah.
你看，耶稣是弥赛亚，没感觉。
So Jesus is Messiah.
When you say that in English, you don't feel anything. 但是你要用希伯来文讲，你就有感觉了。
But if you say it in Hebrew, then you will feel it.
因为对犹太人来说，他们不认识这位救主。
Because Jews they don't know this Savior.
他们还在等待他们的救主。
They are still waiting for their Savior.
但是一个得救的犹太人，他发现原来神让他们等待了几千年的这位救世主，既然就是耶稣。
But such a Jew who is saved, he discovered that Jesus was the Messiah that that had been waiting for so long.
当他说 Yeshua 和 Messiah 的时候
when he said that.
他在说那位拯救我们的耶和华的名的那位是我的救主。
He's saying that that one whose name is
God will save
is my savior.
是天使告诉约瑟说这个孩子你要叫他为耶稣。
So the angel told Joseph to name this child Jesus.
是不是在二十一节里面他就说因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
As it said in verse 21, because he will save his people from their sins.
当我们在跟我们的主祷告的时候
When we pray to our Lord,
当我们来追求认识耶稣的时候
When we pursue this God, when we want to know Jesus more,
他就告诉我们他是那位拯救我们的神。
The very name Jesus tells us that he is the one who will save us from our sins.
主耶稣基督拯救我们是拯救我们从什么样的光景里面拯救出来啊？
So, out of what kind of circumstances will Jesus Christ, this Savior, save us?
神将我们从一个永世的死亡当中拯救出来。
He save us out of eternal death.
神将我们从我们在今生因为我们所犯的罪而受到神的惩治的那种环境当中拯救出来。
He save us from the penalty that we are doomed to have because of our sins against God.
因为我们顶撞神。
Because we sinned against our God.
因为我们违背这位圣洁公义的神。
Because we have rebelled against this righteous and holy God.
我们都知道在我们的肩上在我们的背上我们承担的是我们自己的罪。
We all know that we have been shouldering and also bearing our sins.
而这个罪压得我们喘不过气来。
And very often our sins made us unable to breathe.
我们人所能够做的只是多做一点好事多做一点对的事想要平衡我们的罪恶感。
So what as a human being, what we can only do is to do some good works or perform some good deeds in order to balance out our sins.
我们人所能做的只是能够遮盖我们的罪不去想我们的罪逃避我们的罪。
What we can do as a human being is just to try to find ways to cover up our sins, to escape from our sins or not to think about our sins.
不要有罪恶感，不要有负面思想，整天对自己说正面的话，我们要有正面，正能量思想。
So we constantly tell us not to have negative thinking. We ought to have a positive thinking. Don't think about bad things.
可是我们总是在我们的罪恶当中和我们的罪恶感当中沉沉浮浮。
But despite and after all that, we still lived with a sense of guilt.
主耶稣基督是神拯救我们唯一的管道。
So Jesus Christ is the only way that through which God can save us.
他是将我们从罪恶和罪恶的后果产生的那种罪恶感和压得喘不过气来的这样的一个苦闷的环境里面，他将我们释放出来。
So he will bring us out of all the sufferings, mental or spiritual or physical, from it, save us from it.
你知道在旧约时代
，In the time of Old Testament.
犹太人他们知道他们有罪。
Jews they knew that had sinned against
God. 神也知道他们会犯罪。
And God also knew that they would sin against him.
所以神就告诉他们说，你要为你的罪要去做一个赎罪的仪式。
So God told him to perform a ceremony so that they may be out of the sins.
所以每年呢，这在利未记十六章里面有记载，每年他们都要纪念一个叫做赎罪日。不需要看。
So in Leviticus, we are told that every year, they have to perform such a ceremony.
每年的赎罪日，祭司要带来两头公羊。
So a priest, would bring two goats.
一头公羊要把它宰了，杀了。
They would kill one of them.
然后要把它的血洒在祭坛上面。
And sprinkled blood on the upon the altar.
这是代表罪的后果是生命的死亡。
So that means that the wages of sins are death.
是残忍的，是血淋淋的。
It's very cruel and it's bloody.
如果没有生命的代价，罪是不能赦免的。
If there's no sacrifice of life, then sins cannot be saved or cannot be forgiven.
可是呢，另外一头公羊，这个祭司就要把它带到这个以色列人所居住的地方，要走得远远的。
And then another goat, right? Yeah, the priest would bring it far away.
他要走到远到一个地方，那个是山羊，是人看不见，那个羊也走不回来的地方。
To a place where no one could see it, and where the goat wouldn't be able to come back to its original place.
因为祭司要把他的手放在这个羊身上，代表着将神的子民的罪转移到这只羊身上。
And then the priest would put his hands upon the goat, which means that man's sins will be transferred to this animal.
所以当这只羊从这个众民当中走出去，走到看不见回不来的时候，这就代表神会救赎他的子民，会将他们的罪从他们当中移除。
So when this goat was brought out of the presence of human beings to a place where no man can see it, this means that God will remove man's sins from them.
我们是不是记得在诗篇第103篇第十二节里面，神说东离西有多远，你的罪也要离你有多远。
So in Psalm
103:12, as far as the east is from the west.
In Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west. So far does he remove our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远?
So, do you know how far the east is from the west?
无限的远。
So it's infinitely far.
无限的概念，所以是无限的远。
Because it's a infinite, infinite concept, so it's infinitely far. They are infinitely far from each other.
罗马书第八章第一节是不是也告诉我们说，如今你们在基督里面的就不再被定罪了
？Also, in Romans chapter one,
chapter eight, verse one.
It said that now in Jesus Christ,
there will be no condemnation in Christ.
There will be no condemnations in Christ.
主耶稣基督是神赐给我们赦罪的礼物。
So, Jesus Christ is a gift that God has given us in order for us to be saved. From sins.
今天太多人了，还是努力着为着自己的罪去做赎罪的工作。
Today there are too many people who are still trying to save themselves from sins using their own means.
今天世人不认识主耶稣基督的人，努力的在想要把自己的罪能够赎尽。
Those people in the world who have yet.Who haven't known Jesus Christ, they are making every effort in order to have their own sins or transgressions removed from their lives.
但是今天也有许多基督徒还是觉得自己的罪是自己在担。
On the other hand, there are many Christians who still are trying to bear their own sins.
还是有人在觉得可能我因为生活行为不合神的心意，因为我的罪恶使我今天碰到困难，所以呢，神要我努力的去调整我自己。
And maybe there are still many Christians who feel that perhaps I haven't been able to live up to God's standards. And this is why there are still many difficulties, hardships.Coming upon me, and I need to make even more effort to have my sins or transgressions removed from my life.
多给一点奉献，多来一点查经，多一点祷告。
So, as a result, they might resort to giving more offerings or attending more church meetings and so on.
好像多做一点宗教上面的形式就可以弥补我心中在神面前的罪恶。
It seems that for them, a more a religious ceremonies can help lessen or alleviate their sense of guilt before God.
主耶稣的名吗？
Have you ever called upon the name of Jesus Christ?
主耶稣那美丽的名。
Jesus Christ, that beautiful name.
他的名字是神的拯救。
His name means God's salvation.
他是你的拯救。
He is your salvation.
他已经是你的拯救。
He is already your salvation.
我们不需要再担罪恶的担子。
We don't need to shoulder sins, the result of sins upon ourselves.
在主耶稣基督里面，我们不再被定罪。
In Christ, we are no longer condemned.
第二个名字是以马内利。
And the second name of Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
我们教会的前面写的就是这四个字。
So this is the very word on top of it.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思是神与我们同在。
The meaning of this name is God with us.
天使跟约瑟说
So,
这位婴孩的降临是要应验先知所说的话。
So, the angel said to Joseph, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet.
这是以赛亚，先知以赛亚所说的话。
This prophet is a prophet Isaiah.
这句经文是在以赛亚书第七章第十四节里面出来的。
And this quote is from the book of Isaiah.
你知道当以赛亚在圣灵感动之下讲出这句话的时候，背景是什么样的吗？
Do you know the background for the prophet to speak this sentence under the moving of the Holy Spirit?
犹太人这个以色列的国家在所罗门之后就分裂了。
Israel. This nation after Solomon was divided.
就分成了北国跟南国两国。
It's divided into the northern nation and the southern nation.
而这个北国从起初一直到它灭亡的时候，从来就没有一个属灵的领袖或国家里的国王是跟随神的。
In the northern nation, since it's very from the beginning till the end, when the nation collapsed, there was not even single one king who belonged to God.
南方的这个国家是大卫的子孙在作王的。
Whereas in the southern nation, kings were descendants of King David.
有几次属灵的复兴，有几个好王在他们当中。
So they experienced several spiritual revivals because they were several kings who were God's people.
当时南国的国王叫做亚哈斯。
So at the time of the prophet, the king was called
Ahaz. 他不是一个好王。
He was not a good king, means he was not a king after God's heart.
他对神不敬虔。
He was not a godly king.
北国的王连同当时另外一个国家亚兰的王要来攻打这个南国。
So the northern nation, along with some other nations, they formed allies and they trying to attack the southern nation.
这个南国是一个小国。
The southern nation is a small nation by size.
所以亚哈斯王心里面惧怕。
So the king
Ahaz
was afraid.
但是他不去向他的神耶和华祈求祷告寻求帮助。
But instead of going to his God, to seek advice and help,
他去跟当时一个很大的帝国亚述帝国去做盟友。
Instead of doing that, he formed an alliance with a great nation at the time.
先知以赛亚就被神差遣去跟亚哈斯王说，你怎么不依靠我呢？
So God sent this prophet to go to the king of the southern nation, saying that why is that you don't depend on me?
神说这个北国是顶撞我的，这个亚兰国是邪恶的国，再过不久我就要将他们灭了。
God said, the northern nation and his ally, they were rebelling against me, and they were wicked nations, and I'm going to destroy them very soon.
可是亚哈斯王不愿意去回转去信靠耶和华。
But this king of the southern nation, he refused to turn back.To God.
然后就在这个时候，以赛亚传讲神的话的应许，就是告诉亚哈斯王，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
It is at this time that the prophet said to the Israel people, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
你知道神跟他说，我会给你一个预兆。
So God was telling him, I am going to give you a sign.
而这个预兆，你一看见你就知道这是神的作为。
And as soon as you see this sign, you will know it's a God, the work of God.
然后你就会看见这是神的同在。
And then you will know that God is with you.
也就是说，神给我们的应许，就是当我们还在应着景象，走我们自己道路的时候，神就说，我是爱你们的，我是要拯救你的。
So God is saying to us, when we are still stubborn, and when we are still walk or adopt our own ways, God is telling us, I will be with you.
神是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
God is the maker of all universe.
神的存在是在我们人类的想象当中是完全是没有办法理解的。
God, the existence of God is above and beyond our understanding as a human being.
我们人是生活在一个三度的空间里面。
So we human beings lived in a three-dimension world.
Yeah. 我们没有办法去想象在这三度空间之外的存在。
So we can never imagine an existence beyond what we can perceive.
我们是受造之物，我们是泥土陶匠所捏出来的瓦器。
We are just something being created out of clay.
And being molded by the potter. 我们怎么能够去理解创造的神？
So how can we ever understand and know this maker of all universe.
神大可以坐在天外之天，高高在上的，然后呢，来掌管我们。
So God might as well just sit high above us and control us.
然后我们永远只能模模糊糊的在我们人有限的观念里面揣测他。
And can only try to understand this God which is above and beyond us. But the fact is, God loves us so much. He doesn't want to have any distance between Him and us. He says to us, I want to be with you.
我会与你同在。
I will be with you.
我已经与你同在。
I am already with you.
在旧约的时候，神跟人的同在是在那会幕里面，是在那圣殿当中。
In Old Testament time, God's presence is in the tabernacle, in the tents, in the temple.
可是今天在主耶稣基督里面，神与你我同在。
But today in Jesus Christ, God is with us.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
So Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
我们是有血有肉的人。
We are fresh, and we are in flesh and blood.
我们是有思想，但是我们也是有情感的人。
We have thinkings, but we also have feelings or emotions.
我们有我们的肉体，我们有我们的灵魂。
We have a physical body. We also have a spirit.
因为神爱我们，他与我们同在，所以他就成了这血肉之体。
Because God loves us so much, He wants to be with us. So He made Himself in human flesh and the blood.
一个创造的神却取了被造之物人的样式。
So a creator of all universe, he decided to took the form of a human being in flesh and the blood.
十七节说，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为的是要神的事上能够使他成为一个慈悲忠心的大祭司，能够为他的百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
So in verse 17.It said, therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
祭司是替人代求的。
So a priest petitions.To God on behalf of us human beings.
祭司是在神的面前替人代求的。
So a priest petition for human beings in the presence of God or before God.
可是这个祭司的工作是人的工作。
But the position of a priest is done by a human being.
因为只有人能够了解人的软弱。
Because only a human being can understand the weakness of other his fellow human beings.
只有一个人能够去体恤其他的人罪恶所带来的重担。
Only a human can appreciate and understand and know the burdens or all sufferings that result from sins.
这是人的工作，这不是神的工作。
So this is actually a work of man. It's not supposed to be the work of God.
但是今天主耶稣基督与我们同在，他成为人的样式，所以他能够体恤我们的软弱。
But today, Jesus Christ.As God, He is with us. He became a human being so that He could and can understand our weakness.
第十八节，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
In verse 18, for because He Himself has suffered when tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你看神爱我们爱到这个极，爱到这个极点。
So you can understand to what extent that God loves us.
他在我们人的样式上面与我们连结。
So he makes himself connected with us as a human being.
他在人的相式上面能够明白我们的极限。
So as a human beings, he can understand our limits.
你有忧虑吗？
Have you, do you have worries?
你有喜乐吗？
Are you happy or joyful?
你有痛苦吗？
Do you have sufferings?
你有郁闷吗？
Or are you depressed?
你有没有孤单的时候？
Or are there any times...when you feel lonely.
你有没有被人误解的时候？
Are there any times when you feel you are misunderstood by people?
你有被人辱骂的时候？
Or are there any times when you are cursed by people?
主耶稣基督也有。
Jesus Christ experienced all this.
主耶稣基督能够体恤我们。
so he can understand us.
我大概两周前、三周前从台湾回来。
About two or three weeks ago, I came back from Taiwan.
我回去台湾一个礼拜看我爸爸。
So I went back to Taiwan for a week to visit my father.
我跟我爸爸的关系是非常复杂的。
The relationship between me and my father is rather complicated.
有很多的无助感。
So I experienced a lot of a sense of helplessness.
从我的角度来讲，有很多的无助感。
It's from my standpoint, I feel very helpless.
很多的无奈。
And also, it seems that I can do nothing.
很多的问题呢，好像都是无解的。
And also, it seems to me that there are a lot of problems that cannot be resolved in any way.
所以呢，我们只好仰望耶稣。
So, I was left with no choice but to look up to Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣不是只是在天上看我的生活。
Because Jesus Christ is not just sitting above in the heaven and looking down watch what I am going through on earth.
他知道我那种无奈的感觉。
He knows how helplessness or my feeling of helplessness.
他知道我那无助的心情。
He understand my feelings of powerlessness.
然后我知道他与我同在。
And I know that he is with us.
他跟我同行。
And actually, he walks with me.
但是他不是只是一个人，他是神啊。
But he is not just a human being like I was. He is a God.
他一定会带领我走一条路，是他自己能够得到荣耀的路。
So I trust that he will lead me to walk on a way which will ultimately bring himself glory.
大家都会很想要跟自己的亲人一起过圣诞。
So everyone likes to celebrate Christmas with relatives and families.
我是不能跟我爸爸过圣诞。
I cannot. I do it with my father.
我从台湾回来，很多事情发生。本来要找机会跟刘长老交通，一起祷告，一起感恩。
So after I came back from Taiwan, there were a lot of things happening. And originally, I was thinking to talk to Pastor Alex, and we might pray together.
因为他为我的这趟台湾之行有祷告。
Because he prayed for me for this trip.
我都还没有机会跟他分享。第二天是他先跟我打电话。
Before I ever found time to share with him, he called me first, second day.
然后他跟我说。
And he said to me.
我的脑癌回来了。
My brain cancer has come back.
我还讲我的事吗？
So, under that circumstance, how can I communicate my own situations?
他的事也是我的事啊。
Because the crisis he's facing is also my business.
这叫做一波未平，一波又起。
So, bad things happens consecutively.
大浪之后还有巨浪。
So after big waves comes turbulent waves.
我的生活当中有我要面对的。
So in my own life,There are things that I have to face.
他的生活当中有他要面对的。
In his life, there are things that he has to face and deal
with. 我们担的这些痛苦，或者是面对的这些情况，都算是 蛮厉害的。
So the suffering or the hardship that now we are facing, may be considered, rather, big ones.
可是我知道你们的生活当中也有你们在面对的巨浪。
But I also know that in your own lives, you, also have a turbulent, waves to face.
我们人到底能够承受多少？
So how much can we, in human, flesh, flesh and blood bear?
我们人都只能承受一点点。
What we can bear is only a little.
所以我们极尽所能的缩小我们要承受的范围。
So we make every effort to bear whatever we can bear.
人能够承受的就那么一点，可是神所能承受的是无限。
So as a human being, as a mortal man, what we can bear, the burden that we can bear is only a little. However, for God, He can bear a lot or even infinitely.
圣诞是神与我们同在。
So Christmas means God with us.
你圣诞你喜乐得了吗？
Can you be truly happy during Christmas time?
你爸爸在你的生命当中是一片空白，你能够喜乐吗？
Your father in your life is actually a void. So can you be truly happy under such circumstance?
只有耶稣的同在可以让你喜乐。
Only the presence of Jesus Christ can make you truly happy.
你得了癌症，你喜乐了起来吗？
So after you are diagnosed that you have cancer, can you be truly happy or joyful?
如果神与你同在，你就能够喜乐。
But if God is with us, then you can rejoice.
不想讲这个题目，但是一定要讲。
I don't want to talk about this topic, but I feel compelled to talk about it.
你那个婚姻生活、家庭生活这么的烂。
Marriage, life or family life is so terrible.
你只能不去想它，你根本不能面对。
So, the only alternative you have is not to think about it because you are unable, and you don't want to face it.
我当然不知道你们实际的这个生活里面到底在面对什么。
Of course, I wouldn't know what actually occurring in your lives.
但是我在灵里面可以感觉得到，你们有些人在你们的生活当中，你们已经走到那个峭壁的边缘了。
But in my spirit, I can feel that some of you, you have already arrived at the brink of a cliff.
Yeah, you're at the edge of the cliff.
You are at the edge of the cliff.
你一不小心你就摔下去了。
So if you don't be careful enough, then you will fall from it, into it. So it's impossible that you would be happy.
主耶稣基督是不但是你的救主。
Jesus Christ is not only your Savior.
他不但是为你的永生已经巩固了一个永远的盼望。
He has already made it sure that you will have eternal life.
主耶稣基督是与你同在的神。
But not only that, he is also the one, the God who is with us, with you.
他是那位与你同行的主。
He is the God who is walking with you.
他是那位能够体恤你一切的神。
He is the one who can understand you. And your circumstances.
And he can sympathize and empathize with you. 他是那位有强而有力的膀臂，能够去支持你的那位主。
He has a great power, which he can use to sustain you.
当我们在想圣诞，在纪念圣诞的时候。
So, during this season, when we are thinking about and celebrating Christmas.
纪念那位与你同在、与你同心、呵护你、安慰你的主。
So may we celebrate and may we commemorate the Lord, who is with you.
圣诞树不能给你这样子的安慰。
Christmas trees cannot, bring you such joy.
买东西不能填补你心里里面的那种沮丧。
Shopping cannot fill the void. In
your heart. 吃吃喝喝可以热闹一时，可是也总有曲终人散的时候。
Eating or drinking extravagantly, together with other people may bring you, some joy, but that joy would not last forever.
Yeah. There's always the end to the party.只有主耶稣基督是不离不弃的。
Only Jesus Christ, who will never forsake you.
这个是圣诞的真理，这个是圣诞的能力。
So this is the power, the truth of, Christmas.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你让我们在这个圣诞的季节。可以再一次的思想你所向我们显明的大爱。
You make it possible that during this Christmas season, we can once again think about your great love.
主，求主你让我们在这个圣诞的时候，让我们看到主耶稣。
May you help us see Jesus Christ.
主，你让我们能够为着你所赐给我们的拯救，我们能够向你献上完全的感恩。
May you help us give you wholeheartedly our thanks for the salvation that you have provided for us.
求主你让我们能够看见认清罪在我们生命当中的可怖和可恶。
May you help us to see how sins, how terrible, how horrifying sins are in our lives.
你能够让我们看见主耶稣基督的拯救，使我们能够从罪和罪恶感当中能够走出来。
Help us to see that only the salvation provided by Jesus Christ that would allow us to go to grow out of the sins and the consequences of sin.
主，当我们想到圣诞的时候，我们想到的是以马内利，你与我们同在。
When we think about Christmas, we think about Emmanuel, that you are with us.
只有你是我们盼望的源头。
You and you alone are the source of our hope.
只有你是我们喜乐的泉源。
And you alone are the wellspring of our joy and our life.
因为有你，我们在圣诞的季节我们可以有喜乐，我们可以有盼望，我们可以庆祝。
It is because of you that during Christmas season we can rejoice exceedingly and we can celebrate.
你来到世上成为人是要赐给我们丰富的生命。
You came down to the earth in order to give us abundant life.
求主你让我们能够定睛在你的身上。
May you help us focus our eyes upon you.
你是我们的荣耀。
You are our glory.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
And may your name be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.